Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. We are hustling and shining on a Throwback Thursday, reporting live from the Brown & Crouppen Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 71. Currently, it is 41 at Van Horn High.
Hi, D. Van Horn. Okay.
Shout out to the cousins. And it's National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day.
Oh, yeah, that's important. Definitely, man. We got some special guests coming up on the show. Rod and Roll KC, they got something else cracking off again this year. We got to talk about it.
And the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Keith Sweat addresses artists sampling his music. And we have an exclusive conversation with Jay White. With his new hit song, Young Miami, he gives us some behind-the-scenes look.
Okay, my dog. Motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. D, look, for Throwback Thursday, I'm going super old school.
I hear.
In your world. Confunction. This is my joint right here. This is like 1980 or something like that, man. It's Throwback Thursday right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Let's go.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Make something good. Make something valuable. Give someone love. Give someone attention. Understanding, time. Much of whatever you consume quickly becomes meaningless. What gives life enduring richness comes from what you create. That can be relationships, experiences, achievements, beauty, generosity, and so much more. It's a matter of using your time and abilities to make a positive impact. Your creativity has the power to improve your world and your life. The more you put it to use, the more effective and beneficial it can be. Take stock of the situation, of the possibilities, of the challenges and resources, and ask yourself, what now can you create? Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip, is the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624 on your time, it's a high of 71. Currently, it is 42 at Rockhurst University. Singer Tyler addressed the awkward video of her standing behind Rihanna. She said she was trying to go talk to her, but it didn't end up working out.
She was like, hey, my baby daddy's calling me, and then she left. And I was like, oh, maybe she was busy. So I don't know. I felt awkward. What the heck? I felt awkward. I don't know how to say hi.
You and I talked a lot about this off air, I feel like, of having moments of just not certain of how to approach people, especially when they are celebrities. And it sounds like Tyler had one of those moments.
Yeah, I got that bad because I just don't like to bother people, D. Mm-hmm. I don't, man. And people... You never know how people be feeling on a certain day.
Of course.
There have been so many times in this here studio where there have been several comedians, there have been several artists, there have been several entertainers that have not been in their best mood.
Yeah.
And
Waking up at 6 a.m. will do that to you, so I understand.
Yeah, I think I have a certain emotional intelligence where I take the superstar out of it
right.
with them, and I look at them as human beings and be like, right. man, they don't feel like being bothered. I remember one time Eric Berry was in the Juke House in 2016, and me and somebody... Mm-hmm. she recognized him. She was like, oh, she went up to him and introduced us and this, that, and the third.
Was he a popular chief safety?
Oh, like, absolutely. Yes. What? I can't believe you asked that.
Well, you know,
I know. I'm just giving you stuff.
What but, was it? 2010? So, yeah, I wouldn't be privy to that.
Right, yeah. So, I just got a certain emotional intelligence of that. So, I understand Tyler and what she's going through. Mm-hmm.
Now, other news, Keith Sweat, he sat down with Nick Cannon on his Spades podcast and said he's a little bit tired of people sampling his music.
They sampling too much of my stuff now, and they're like really giving me my flowers, but you know, my whole thing, let me clear, I got to clear, and I don't like what you did, and I'm snatching it off the internet.
Yeah. Dang.
He does own the rights to the music, so I get it. At the same time, it was mentioned that doesn't that help get you paid and keep you relevant?
It does.
And I'm not saying just accept trash. Absolutely not. But let these young folks or even older folks sample your music to keep you relevant, my guy.
I think when Keith Sweat is a businessman.
Yeah.
And I think that.
I salute that.
And I think that he'll look at the bottom line and
he gonna see that check and be like, Glorilla said what? Okay.
Right. And recant this statement. But I think it's one thing, though, with these artists. They're artists and they're sensitive about that blank. And I get it. I understand because yeah, dog, I don't want my name
attached to,
you know, some like remember the one viral song it went, I don't know, a couple years ago, maybe it was last year with Sexy Red with Michael Jackson, where she did something with Michael Jackson. And they took it down immediately because they don't want, you know, certain things attached to their music. So I get it.
Yeah. It don't be that serious because a lot of times people ain't even trying to push these songs. But I get it on both ends. And if he about his business, be about your business. I respect it.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current. And I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
So, D, the streetcar. Shout out to Streetcar Donna. You know what I'm saying? That's our dog right there. The Streetcar $62 million riverfront extension is set to open on the 18th, linking fans to the Kansas City Current Stadium. And what an addition this is for the town, man. I was driving around downtown yesterday in the River Market area and just, you know, driving, exploring, looking.
You're just wasting gas.
Let us hold some money then. I was not wasting gas.
I'm just out here driving, exploring.
No, I was
not. And you've been here since you was one.
I was not. It was. It's new.
Of course, I understand. I'm just teasing.
Making that real money.
Anyway, like you know where I was going?
Where?
Lee's Alterations.
Oh, you was going to my people's.
No. This is my people's now.
Don't put the information out there like that.
$5, Buster.
That was like a gatekeeping law.
See
now,
I didn't do that to you. So I, you know, that. All right. Well, they don't know.
And you see y'all there, cousins.
My bad. So you know, I was looking downtown and looking at what the streetcar is, how it's connected, and you know, it's, man, this is really going to take us to another level, man.
I love this. And shout out to the Casey Current, because I know that they're going to have, of course, the Casey Current have been doing a phenomenal job in their season, the previous seasons, and they're going to have other attractions that appear at the stadium. So this is just going to be super accessible to Kansas Cityans.
And the streetcar also just celebrated 10 years, too. So,
big.
And shout out to Big Jack's wife, too, Miss Jackson. Shout out to her because she's locked in with the streetcar authority as well.
Yeah.
So.
Appreciate all our cousins that are well connected in these spaces.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Don't throw away your hazmat suits. No time soon or none of that.
You still got your mask from COVID?
I actually did. I got a couple in the car.
I got some COVID tests too. I'm standing by.
I do too. I got some tests too. So, y'all, 30 passengers left the cruise ship in St. Helena before the Hantavirus was confirmed on board, prompting global contact tracing efforts. Oceanwide Expedition said yesterday that these 30 passengers disembarked on a cruise ship where the Hantavirus was later discovered, prompting prompting these global health officials to conduct this contact tracing. Now, the cruise operator said that among the 30 people who left the vessel on April 24th in St. Helena was one person who later died. And this disease was not confirmed on the ship until after those passengers disembarked. Six of the 30 D are U.S. citizens. And so word is, I just saw this on the internets. It looked like from a reliable source, but they were saying that two people were bird watching in, I can't name what part of the world they were in, but they were bird watching. And that's, they're saying that that's maybe a possible trace to the, where this disease came from.
So. I did see, according to AP News, that the cruise ship hantavirus patients arrived in Europe for treatment. So I don't know if they're isolating. You know, I'm sure they're having their own type of system. But of course, after the pandemic happened, we all are nervous. Everybody's scared for anything to be passed around.
It, you know, being a millennial and being a person is exhausting in itself. Like, you know, it's something else now. But y'all, you know, life is about adjustments and dealing with it as the ebbs and flows comes and goes, y'all. So, you know, never let nothing shake your confidence in God and what he got for us.
I know that's right.
It's the Popper listening to Planet Jams on Hot 103 with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. And shout out to the cousins that is checking us out on the stream. You're seeing me and Deanna live in the Brown and Kruber Studios up here acting a fool. Thank you for tuning in to the stream on Hot 103 Jams Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch pages. And of course, you're listening the old school way. Thank you to all the cousins that's listening on I-70 and I-435 at KC Mo. Or if you're on I-70 in Van Brunt, I know y'all packed out over there. Make sure y'all chill out, though. You at the downtown loop? I know everybody down there right now, D. Lord have mercy. Or, look, if you coming from Berry Road and I-29 or I-29 and 635 in North KC, wherever you are in the town, we love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Thank you, because we know you could have literally been anywhere else in the world,
but you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to take a trip to Facebook, the comment section of the stream we live on. Right, you say, oh boy, the Facebook comments, you never know what you're going to get. But it's nothing but love. Big love to Stacey Davis, Kiara Jenkins, SK Cuts Off Grand. Say good morning, y'all. Keep up the good work. And the barbershop, major shout out to you all. Coachella Sims, Carver Harris. Then sliding over to the attorney, Roger White. Text line, oh, that thing thumping too. Shout out to Katrina from Belton. She said, we may hate road repairs causing traffic, but shout out to MoDOT and all the road repair workers overnight. We do appreciate you. So, yeah, make sure you guys slow down, because it was a couple areas that turned into one lane. I was upset about it, but, hey, slow your behind down. Shout out to Jameer, Nova, Messiah, Kenyon. Big love to Citizens of the World Administration. That's Miss Tilly, Mr. Butler, Miss Michelle, Miss Violet E. Shout out to you, cousins. Also, shout out to teacher Mr. Brent. Really cool guy. Shout out to TJ. Miss Cindy, hey, cousins. She told us some good morning, Team Hunk. We got community work to do. I know that's right. Shout out to, I guess we said we getting some love from Naomi K. Hey, cousins. And shout out to my favorite radio station and DJs. We appreciate you and the support as always.
We do.
Niece, shout out to you, Stacey Williams, for Entrepreneur Certificate for Mom. Big love to Auntie as well. Shout out to Anthony Drone. Happy birthday to Pops George Woodard, celebrating 83 years. That's amazing. Shout out to the OG for that one. Anastasia Jackson, sending a great job over to Nuri for handling a difficult situation at school the other day. Proud of you. First grade should be easy. That's what I'm hearing. Stacey Davis, see you again in the comments. Rich Harris, love you too. It's always love. Happy Nurses Week from one of our cousins from the 816. Shout out to Lakeisha K, Marche B, Jay Wynn, Kels Martina, Sean D, Anitra P, and Cassandra A. Yeah, shout out to the nurses. Monique Evans, too. Big love to all of y'all. We appreciate what you do and the teachers, because we are celebrating National Teacher and Nurses Appreciation Week.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 72. Currently, it is 46 by the slots at 7th Street Casino. Actress Lisa Rae McCoy speaks on parents regretting their kids because they might have had them unplanned.
I have, you know, a couple of people, they're younger, that gotten pregnant back to back and felt like, I wasn't trying. And I got pregnant and I was on birth control. Or, you know, it was a oops. So my thing was, woo, if you've had that feeling and you kept the baby because now you had to, is that feeling going into the DNA where the kid has felt that you was absolutely about to give the kid up? And does that manifest somewhere?
Keep it to yourself.
Keep what part to yourself?
I regret having it. It's too late. Like, what? Don't say it.
It was the words you just said. You're funny. Yeah, you know, it is too late, but I see a lot of parents that do have those moments where they just say, oh, I wish I would have, you know,
imagine
done this at a different point.
Imagine hearing that from your parents, dog.
I wouldn't be offended. That's not, it's not a big deal to me. Like, I've had conversations with my mom about it. She wasn't planning it, but she was fine with it at that moment of her life because she was like late 20s.
You know what I call my brother?
What?
The mistake by the lake.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're willing to say that, you can't get offended if your parents be like, yeah, you wasn't supposed to be here. Like, okay, whoop-de-doo, I'm here. So no big deal.
Hell no.
Other news, comedian Tommy Davidson, he recalls an encounter with Oprah that left him feeling hurt.
She was signing stuff and I went up and I said, hey, how you doing? You were my mother's favorite. And she's like, yeah, thanks. You know, and I was like, and I went over into the corner and my hands were like sweating. You know, when you know it's a confrontation, your hand, you know what I mean? That feeling? Dolores Robbins, I never forget it. She came over, she said, what's wrong with you, boy? I said, I think Oprah just dissed me.
Yikes. I'll take it personal. Just one of them days. That's the Morning Gossip right here on
That's
Hustle and Shine
through.
In the morning. You said what?
That's what Oprah going through.
I don't know how long ago that was, but it be like.
When she angry inside.
We ain't lying.
What up? It's your boy Caesar Will Go, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems. Let's get it.
We got our cousins from Rod and Roll now in the building. My man Clark Roosevelt, and we got St. Elsewhere in the building. What's up, y'all?
Hey,
what
folks
up?
At
what
home?
Up?
Hey, folks at home.
How y'all feeling? Did you say, hey, folks at home?
Hey, folks at home, that's my catchphrase.
I was going to say.
Clark Roosevelt show. You ain't never been on the Clark Roosevelt show, man. Welcome.
We didn't know if you was being politically correct or not.
it's your favorite cousin's favorite cousin.
I like that.
I love it. Tell us about what y'all got going on this Saturday.
Man, beautiful event. This is the third time Ride and Roll is gracing Kansas City. We got the bicycle giveaway. We got the community ride. Kids can come get blessed with a bicycle, a helmet. We doing safety courses. We got music vendors.
Yep. See, I got everything, it sounds like.
We might even have a bounce house. Hey.
Oh, that's lit. So this is year three, right?
This is the third one in Kansas City.
What inspired this?
Oh, my gosh. Just the love of riding a bike, man.
It changed my life. I used to weigh 450 pounds myself.
Wow.
And part of my journey of keeping it off was picking up my bike.
Really. Mm-hmm. Man.
And that, like... And so with that going on, I felt like when bro came to me, it was like, man, I could help save other people's lives, change other people's lives for the better. Especially, man, in our neighborhood, like, it's just it's a very cost-efficient way to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a good time. It's, a really
it's underrated.
Time. I think I met Clark on a bike. I think I pulled up on you at Ruby Jeans, bro.
Really?
Pulled up on a bicycle. We got to talking. We talked for a minute. It was like, yo, let's do this, bro. Let's make it happen. Yeah.
Bikes was an essential part of my childhood because, you know, I got memories of the summer of 95, 9 years old, Brush Creek, getting my bike jacked with a pocket knife.
Man had to walk back.
And my bike stolen might be top. Five worst feelings in the
it
world.
Is.
Well, that's a character building moment, though,
it
bro.
It is. It really is.
I got my bike stolen, like, builds character.
Oh, I have. It was another time in 90, it was either 92 or 93. I was 7 or 8 and with a BB gun. I got jacked with a bike. At Village Green.
Look, this is so interesting of an experience. I've been on bikes plenty of time. I've never had this experience.
It is what it is. That's growing up a boy sometimes.
That sounds like it.
That walk home is
a shame.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy.
So
time to think, baby.
Hold on. So what did y'all say when y'all got back home and mom and pops was like, where is your bike?
My brother went and cussed him out. We got it back. They was trying to sell it for parts.
Now, what did y'all do?
My mama went and got the Rottweiler. We hopped in the back of the
truck. Oh, I know she went Rottweiler. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I had my bike back
yourself.
Within minutes. Shout out Deborah K. I was an adult, so...
Dang.
Oh, God.
Hold on, you was an adult? I was an adult. That's a whole other segment.
That's
a whole other segment.
You was an A-man.
into okay. my dog while we couldn't go.
Don't forget, we got That's My Jam coming up next hour. Uh-huh. Well, we got those Royals tickets on deck for your mama.
A 5-pack of Royals tickets and the parking pass.
A 5-pack Buster.
Look, say what?
Hold on.
I'm going to call from the bathroom.
Y'all in here cheating. Look at y'all. Look at y'all trying to win the tickets, man. We got Rod and Roll now in the building. Clark Roosevelt and St. Elsewhere, man. Hey, talking about what y'all got going on this weekend. Trying to give away bikes. Trying to, you know, make an influx of bike riding in Kansas City. You know, Mayor Lucas, he done got these bike lanes cracking. I only see about 4 or 5 people on them.
Shout out to Q-Ball. Exactly. Q, we got you. We about to make it happen.
Q-Ball, man. We gonna fill up the seats.
What did you call him? Q-Ball?
I call him Q-Ball, man. Hey, listen, I know
you got a new nickname every week.
Mayor Lucas, St. Elsewhere has the utmost respect for you and your name, sir. That was Clark Roosevelt that said that.
Hey, shout out to Q-Ball, man.
So when you get pulled over today,
you going to be like, hey, man, just call him right now.
Call Q-Ball right now.
He know I'm good in the hood.
I'll let y'all know who I am.
So West Bottoms Liberty Courtyard, that's where you all will be meeting on this Saturday at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. Get there early. Expect traffic. There's going to be a lot of people there. There's a Girls on the Run 5K happening mm-hmm. around the same time. We'll be there posted up too, letting people know about Ride and Roll. But I want y'all to know it's going to be a lot of people in the historic West Bottoms this Saturday. I'm talking like 4K, like 4,000. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So plan on getting there early. Plan on dealing with a little bit of stuff, but we got you. We got you. Your baby going to get a bike. They're going to get a helmet. They're going to get a safety course. They're going to ride around. It's community.
I love that.
A vibe, y'all.
Do they need to register for the free bike giveaway?
Yep. Yes. Yes. Okay. You want to pre-register. You want to go to @RideAndRollNow on IG or go to the website, www.RideAndRollNow.com.
Okay.
Pre-register. We can let you register before that, but it's better if you pre-register so we can make sure we have bikes mm-hmm. for everyone that's registered. Get a helmet and you're in there. Let's go.
One thing about bikes with being a kid, and I was... I'm going to just be blunt. I was a fat kid, you know. I was a husky kid. And it was one thing, football definitely kept me active and just playing neighborhood football or whatever. And it didn't have to be in Pop Warner or I was in South Suburban mm-hmm. Football League eventually. But to be outside and stay active on a bike, dog, it really can calm down a lot of childhood obesity
mm-hmm. sure.
that could go on with a lot of kids, dog. Because I know I was sure. one of them kids who was going through it, dog.
I was a hefty kid too, and it made me an athlete. It made me ready for whatever. Mm-hmm. I was the one where everybody else was skinnier, and I was like, man, I can't let everybody just beat me all the time because they skinny.
Yeah.
So but biking gave me it made me competitive for sure.
I love that. Yeah. I need me a bike ASAP.
Come on,
yo! It's gonna give kids freedom too. It's like health and wellness, but also freedom. This is a ticket to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yo, and all these bike lanes.
Okay, now hold on.
You got the safety workshop.
Because yes. My mama is right now, she is cussing at the radio because I would tell my mom, like, mom, I'm going to Worlds of Fun. And it would just be the plaza because we live right by the plaza. But I would ride my bike to the plaza. She did not want me going there. But so, yeah.
Hey, and please, still keep an eye out for your kids on these bikes.
Keep an eye out for everybody's kids.
Everybody.
Because they out here.
That's right.
And adults too. Keep an eye out for them too on these bikes. And yes, like you mentioned, sure. The lanes are there. So you gotta, as drivers, and you know, just make sure you respect those lanes that are there.
For sure.
Ride and Roll Community Ride and Bike Giveaway, West Bottoms Liberty Courtyard, 10 a.m. this Saturday. Fellas, we love to have y'all in the studio. Thank y'all so much for coming in and hustling and shining.
Hey, yo, man, riding my bike saved my life.
Hey.
Did y'all ride up here today on the bike?
Life.
No, we okay. Now we didn't do that.
He said, take it too far.
What's up with it's your boy, YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jam.
Well, there's one mother that don't need to be celebrated.
Yikes.
This lady right here, crazy story, y'all. Dr. Mary Tracy Morrison. 50 years old, y'all.
She got the doctor in front of her name, too?
This big old doctor, y'all. She's going to serve 30 days in jail, followed by 120 days of house arrest after agreeing to plead guilty to a felony count of permitting child abuse and 4 misdemeanor counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So this principal encouraged 18 students to punch, kick, and choke a boy who's 13 in a makeshift fight club. She got a plea deal for this, y'all.
Only 30
what?
Days in jail? So she was
letting Jeff Torney voice. Only 30 days.
So she was in there like, y'all fighting anyways. I might as well set up a fight club.
Yes. Like, what? Are we serious? This is a lady with a doctorate, y'all. She is the principal at the Delta Institute for Developing the Brain in Arkansas. That's the name of the school, the Delta Institute for Developing the Brain. She need to go to that school. This is in Arkansas.
Developing the hands.
What?
That's what they was doing. What in the world? You know what I realize is just because somebody has certain credentials and because they're older than you does not mean that they're wise.
Facts.
And he this is that three-piece extra crispy.
This is a perfect example of that.
Man, look.
Because what is you doing?
A whole principle, dog. Like,
and she looked, I seen the pictures. She looked like J-Lo on the movie Enough when she was really going through it. I don't know if you've seen that. But J-Lo was ready to fight that whole movie. And so she looked like she was on that type of time, unfortunately.
Bro, she was the ringleader of this. Like, she was on camera encouraging 18 students to physically and verbally abuse this 13-year-old boy. Are we serious? Lock her up. 30 days?
Throw away the keys.
Man, I'm righteous with them hands.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:26 on your time, high up 73. Currently it is 52 at UMKC. We had a chance to catch up with Kansas City's very own Jay White did it on the other day, and he has a new hit song with Young Miami. He actually gives us an inside look to that new joint, Spin That.
One of my most favorite sessions. Like, honestly, this might be top two, and I ain't talking about two. That session was just absolutely freaking amazing, man. Like, at first when she walked in, she was like, I met you, right? I was like, hell yeah, you met me, girl. You can't forget me.
Right.
And she's like, but from where? I said, you remember that session we had in Atlanta, girl, at Patchwork? She said, oh yeah. I said, girl, don't play me like that, girl. So from here, we just start having fun. I just tell you this. Have you seen the video? That session was just as fun as that video. I'll say that. It's just fun.
Now, I don't know if you've seen the video, B, but it is lit. It's definitely geared at Miami vibe. He said that they recorded for about 10 days, and she was so dedicated, it just made him want to go harder for her and what she got going on.
I have not seen the video, but looking at the preview
on YouTube,
it looked like B, T, Uncut a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
yep. It's lit.
Yeah, this song, this is a jam.
Where are my...
You want me to do
that? Busters and we need some cheaper gas. No, for real, we do. Shout out to Young Miami.
Are they gonna
Jay White, turn me up.
Jay White, turn me up.
Jay White did it.
You know it, Kansas City's very young.
Where are my scammers and my kidmen?
We gonna let this take us a break.
Where are my scamming?
Come on.
Spend that money. Uh-huh. 20, 50, 100 cash.
What you say?
We're going to go y'all back. Boosting. Where y'all at?
Where y'all at?
Stuffing it. Come on. Just to flip it, pop some tags.
This the best part, B.
Girl, going uh-huh. go
spin it. Come on.
Spin it.
Come on.
Spin it.
You almost slipped, D.
Spin it. Spin it. When you at that pump, spin it.
Uh-oh.
Just spin it. Finish.
I like a gangsta.
Okay, that's it.
Right.
Taurus, we celebrate you. Happy birthday. Coming up on Hustle and Shine in the morning, only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Shut up, Brian.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those tenacious, loving, and trustworthy Taurus.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send a birthday love to award-winning journalist, best known for his social and political commentary on BET, MSNBC, and more. Happy birthday to Jeff Johnson. Happy heavenly birthday to YouTube personality and online cooking show star. You remember cooking with Auntie Fee. Sending over a happy heavenly birthday to rapper and record producer Rico Nasty. Sending over a big happy birthday to Grammy Award winning singer Thelma Houston. And last but not least, a happy birthday to professional soccer player and Olympic gold medalist Sydney LaRose.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Jasmine Martin, the Kiki O'Moore, and Jen Jen. Happy birthday, Marshawn Stevens, Patricia Peterson, and Carlos Loyal. Sending birthday love to Danny Marie, Renisha Lynette, and Nene Adams. Plus, sending birthday love to Jimmy Swagger and everybody else born on May 7th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Erica. How are you doing?
Hey, Erica. What you got going on? It sounds a little noisy in that background.
Yes, my kids and his tablet.
Oh, Lord. I thought you was at a daycare.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the daycare.
I am. I'm doing school drop off, and I am so happy they only way to school.
Like okay. Kids say, you the birthday.
Yeah.
All right. What flavor air fresh you got in that car?
Oh, black ice, of course.
Yep. All right.
We can smell it on you.
All right, Erica, we got a chance to hook you up with these 5-pack of tickets for you and the family in the background at Parking Pass to go see the Royals. But you got to finish these lyrics with passion. You ready?
Yeah.
Dr. Austin told her, call me up. We can talk, conversate about political subjects, whatever stalls. So I zoomed off, living by the, my phone rang. It was her in the shower. Said I couldn't do it without her, then I said,
something, if you want to come roll with me. I'm only one call away.
You got to be kidding me.
If you wanna come roll with me,
don't roll with me.
I'm only one call away.
D. Yeah.
Just let it pass.
You don't get the full ringing of the bell. You just get a half.
Get a hand clap and a little bit of a bell.
Oh my God! Yeah,
whenever you say something, if you wanna come roll with me.
Lord have mercy. You know, you didn't start off strong, but you ended a little bit okay. So you
didn't end strong either.
Don't lie.
That's why I said okay. But cousin, you know, we sending some love. And you know, you got 20 kids in the car with you. We want to hook you up, okay?
Thank you.
You getting that Royals family pack of 5 tickets. I'm assuming you're going to take the whole family that's in the car with you.
Yes, I am. 3 kids, and you know, me and their father, we going to go.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be perfect for y'all.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting y'all hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Don't forget to slam their Z. Thank you, cousin.
No problem. We got you.